Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Donald Trump and Elon Musk are engaged in a spectacular public feud just days after the world's richest man left his job as the president's adviser. Mr. Musk has backed a call for Mr. Trump's impeachment. The row started with Mr. Musk criticising the huge tax and spending bill, which is making its way through Congress. Jake Kwan is in Washington.
Elon is somebody who holds a lot of influence, and he has been influential in Washington. Exactly with that, he was threatening to put pressure on these Republican lawmakers to vote against this bill. He's been urging them quite explicitly, and he did commit, you know, millions of dollars. He did promise that he will spend another $100 million to help these lawmakers get reelected. So he could, you know, easily take that money away or start funding people who are opposing Mr. Trump's agenda.
Shares in Elon Musk's electric vehicle firm Tesla have plunged more than 14% in the wake of his row with Donald Trump. The company's lost around $150 billion in value in a matter of hours. Here's our technology correspondent, Lily Jamali.
Usually you see stock movements like that when something has seriously gone wrong in terms of, you know, an earnings report, maybe a company dramatically missed their numbers on revenue or profits, or perhaps there's an announcement of an investigation into the company for some kind of wrongdoing. But this is different. It's really tied to how investors feel about Elon Musk. And that's great when Elon Musk is doing well, and it's really not great when he finds himself in hot water, as he did today.
Lily Jamali with that report. Benjamin Netanyahu has confirmed that Israel has armed a Palestinian militia in Gaza opposed to Hamas. A large clan based in Rafah claims to provide security for aid convoys, but has been accused of looting them. Mr. Netanyahu said he was saving the lives of Israeli soldiers. Meanwhile, Israel has carried out airstrikes on the southern suburbs of the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Large numbers of people had fled after the Israeli military warned residents to evacuate several buildings. It said they were located near facilities belonging to the militant group Hezbollah. This report from Hugo Beshega.
The Israeli military described the locations as underground facilities used by Hezbollah to produce drones. Footage appears to show secondary explosions, suggesting that ammunition was being stored in at least one of the locations hit. What the Israeli military haven't explained is why this attack had to happen at night, shortly after 10 o'clock, and especially tonight, on the eve of Eid al-Adha, one of the most important celebrations in Islam. The streets were packed, and there was chaos and confusion as people tried to flee.
BBC News. Ukraine has issued an air raid alert throughout the country, with drone attacks reported in Kyiv as well as northern and central regions. Military authorities in the capital said air defence units were in action and drones were approaching from various directions. Eyewitnesses in Kyiv reported a series of explosions and a large fire where one drone had fallen. Details are still coming in. Police in Brazil have questioned the former president Jair Bolsonaro as part of an inquiry into his son's campaign for the US to impose sanctions on a Brazilian Supreme Court judge. Eduardo Bolsonaro, a member of Brazil's Congress, has been in the United States since February. Eduardo Bolsonaro says the Supreme Court judge, Alexandre de Moraes, should be sanctioned by Washington for systematically persecuting the opposition. The jury's retired to consider its verdict in the retrial of the disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. He's pleaded not guilty to raping an actress, Jessica Mann, and sexually assaulting two other women. Outside the courthouse, Mr. Weinstein's lawyer, Arthur Edala, expressed optimism.
When you work as hard as this and you're so involved, it's very hard to be objective. So for us, it's clear that the people did not prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt. We just hope that those 12 jurors can agree on the same thing.
A New York appeals court threw out his original conviction last year after finding the trial judge had made procedural errors. Mr. Weinstein is currently serving a prison sentence in California for a separate rape and sexual assault case. Jordanian football fans have been celebrating their national team's success in qualifying for the first time for the World Cup. There were traffic jams in the capital, Amman, and elsewhere as flag-waving supporters converged on city centres. Jordan went through after beating Oman 3-0. Uzbekistan also qualified for the first time. Next year's World Cup tournament will be held in Canada, Mexico and the US. BBC News.